The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So here we are, our sixth day for the seven factors of awakening. And the factor today is the factor of samadhi, often translated as concentration. And I think it's important to notice that it's the sixth factor, that it's preceded by practices or states of developing mindfulness, investigation, effort, joy, tranquility. And before that, there's a kind of understanding that the support for the seven factors of awakening is our virtue, our good conduct, living by the precepts. And so there's all these conditions that are in place that support the arising, the appearance of samadhi. And why that's important to say is that there's not a few people who associate concentration with the be-all and end-all of meditation. A person's a beginner, they read about meditation, that means I'm supposed to be concentrated. And so then there's a huffing and puffing, a pushing, a tightening, an expectation, a measuring of oneself. Am I there yet? But rather, the samadhi, this concentration that the practice, you know, certainly emphasizes, is partially a byproduct rather than a beginner's practice. It's a byproduct of doing the practice, settling in, being open, being relaxed, being happy, being settled, having a sense of well-being. And so we're kind of like preparing the soil, tilling the soil, fertilizing the soil, so that the seed of samadhi can germinate and arise. And so samadhi, I think of samadhi as a gift more than as something I work for. In fact, the idea that we're working to develop concentration seems a little bit kind of against the grain or of what really is happening here and what's supportive and helpful. It's more like we make ourselves a vehicle, a vessel for samadhi to arise than we do the samadhi. But certainly there's a combination of things that we offer and do and practice and what the gift that can be allowed to occur. Last time I looked in English dictionary for the meaning of the word concentration, there were two primary meanings. One was a focus of mind, you know, zeroing in on something, I suppose. And the other is that it's a gathering together of things or people. Like a gathering of people in a crowd is a concentration of people, I guess. And I think when people think about samadhi or concentration in meditation, I get the impression that a lot of people think of the first definition, of focusing of the mind. And extreme versions of it is a laser focus, just like really pinpoint and really narrowing down and really hooking into something. The other meaning is actually probably more what the meaning is in the ancient Buddhist texts, a gathering together of something. The word samadhi and related words there, sometimes translated as concentration, have the meaning of a gathering together, unifying. Samadhi in one dictionary means to come into harmony with things. And it's easy to see how fragmented we can become. And we can even be in cross purposes to ourselves, cross purposes where we're directing our attention one place and our mind, our system is concerned about something else. I think most people who sit down to meditate will have that experience sooner or later, probably sooner, that we sit down to be present and the mind is thinking about something and elsewhere and other times and places. And so we're kind of at cross purposes. The mind has one thing and we're trying to do something else. And sometimes there's many different kind of fragmentations going on at the same time. Our body has a legacy of the experiences of the day or experiences of a lifetime that can be quite strong. And we carry tensions and resistance and pulling back and tensing up and shutting off parts of ourselves. And so all these different parts of us with different emotions that have happened over a lifetime kind of are there also, kind of vying for attention or pulling away from attention and doing things. We can have multiple concerns at the same time going on, and the mind jumps around between them. There could even be kind of multiple emotions happening at the same time. There can be an overall sense of well-being and contentment, but a little something in the back is kind of a little hint, maybe, of little concern about, did I forget to turn off the stove, or it's a little bit of fear, or something, you know, all kinds of things. And so the mind has no chance to settle when it's fragmented because it moves between all these things. And so samadhi is not just the settling of the mind, but the unification, the gathering together of all the different faculties of attention we have, all the different ways that we can be in our body, our mind, our emotions, our hearts, all kind of come in harmony for the same purpose, for the same intention. And that happens through a simplification. It becomes simpler and simpler around one thing. So classically, it might be the breathing. And becoming simple, just simple with the breath. Some people might protest, it's just being too simplistic. But it's a phenomenal process of, very sophisticated process, I would say, of bringing all the different aspects we have into harmony, into being settled together. And the image that I have for this is that of maybe the ground has been parched for a long time, lack of rain. The mountainside is dry, the creek beds are dry. And then it starts to rain, and the water starts to flow down the hillside and flows into the creeks, into the streams, into the rivers. And there's a gathering together of all the water. And by the time all the water has come into a big river, it all has a kind of one-pointedness flowing in the stream of the river, the current of the river. It's just here. But it's also all these different things have become unified, gathered together. And the image of the water on the slope is the idea of a natural process, that there is a natural gravitational pull in the human being towards samadhi if we get out of the way. I think that the deep-seated kind of feeling of wholeness, contentment, kind of being all everything in harmony, partly because to not do that is to be fragmented. To not do that is to be tense, to be caught up in things, to be clinging to things or resisting things. All forces which are in and of themselves eventually feels quite dissatisfying. And it's very, for some people, it's clearly very nourishing and settling to really be absorbed in an activity and let everything else fall away. Like doing a craft or reading a book or something like that. So samadhi, concentration, is, you know, kind of a gift that comes when we've laid the foundation for it to arise. And this idea of this too is part of the foundation. To learn how not to be in conflict with anything, not to be opposed to anything, not to make anything into a problem. We add layers and layers of problem on top of the simplicity of what's actually happening. And so to kind of relax the outer layers of problem-making mind, of just kind of being with what is, trusting ourselves, being here, is an important part of this laying the foundation for developing concentration. There are two different kind of practices associated with concentration that support it. And it's helpful to realize there's these two, because some people only think there's one or only focus on one rather than the other. And The first is the practice of returning the attention to the object of attention. So in meditation, if the object of attention is the breathing, of course the mind will wander away from time to time, or much of the time sometimes. And the practice is to return, to redirect the attention, apply the attention back on the breathing, return, and or a different language. Sometimes language is so important, these metaphors we use, allow the breathing to return to attention, allow the breathing to come back into awareness. So rather than we going to it, it returns to us. That sometimes lets the mind be quieter and less active, just opening, okay, back to the breath, let the breath return. But it has to do with starting over, beginning again. And a lot of meditation has a lot to do about starting over. And one of the great skills in meditation is to learn the art of starting again, starting over, as if it's the first time. And to do it in a way that's not discouraged, not annoyed, not irritated, not then pouncing back, being forceful. But the very return, the very beginning again, feels satisfying. It feels, oh, this is nice to start again. And the mind opens, things relax, it's kind of a easeful thing. Okay, let's start again. The second activity is then sustaining the attention, hanging in there with what goes on. And so that is, so kind of really hanging in there and being with the experience, so that attention stays in the present moment with what we're focusing on. And the reason I emphasize these two is some people are very good at the first. They come back, they start again, but then they kind of become complacent or kind of don't do much anymore. They kind of, there they are, and the mind wanders off very easily. But the two are needed together, and they're slightly different functions of the mind, activities of the mind. Starting again, and then hanging with it, lingering with it, kind of sustaining the attention over time. And there too, there's an art towards having the sustaining be enjoyable and nice. And one way to support that is don't have a high standard or high expectation of how long you're going to be able to sustain the attention. Just do it for as long as you can, and maybe by keep doing it, okay, here I am, let's stay with this experience of breathing, let's do a couple of breaths. And slowly over time, we're able to sustain it longer, rest with the experience longer, be attentive and connected, rather than, and it's this massage of wandering off, starting again, sustaining the attention. Wandering off, coming back, starting again, sustaining the attention. Being there, opening to the experience. Think of it as a massage. You're massaging the mind, the heart, so it gets softer and easier and more relaxed. And less caught up in its concerns, less momentum of clinging and wanting and doing, and begins to rest and relax and settle. And the combination of these two, of starting again and then sustaining the attention, the word that I like for this factor of awakening of concentration, is steady. And you might say to yourself the word, you know, you come back, be here with the breath, be whatever you're going to be with, and just say, steady. Let yourself be steady. Steady in body. Steady in this posture. Steady in the mind. Steady in attention. Steady in the heart. Just steady. Keep it steady. Keep it steady. And then the mind wanders off. Try to stay steady and return. Start again. And steady. Kind of like holding the ship steady. So, here, what, this, yes. relax. And then now steady. So thank you so much. And we'll finish the seven factors of awakening tomorrow morning.